and they kept mules up there. And I can remember seeing the city stables. I also remember a building at our lumber yard uptown that where they kept the mules that used to pull the wagons, the delivery wagons. Back in, and it was just a stable to keep mules in. I guess they had a fence there around there. And they fed them and kept them right there at the lumber yard. And we had two or three mules on this place when I came here. And we kept them until they died. We never did sell them. We just let them stay here until they finally died out. They had the best life in the world. They didn't do anything but eat. Now, some of the Negroes that lived on the place had mules of their own. And we had about four families of what were known as renters, and they were fourth renters. Mm-hmm. And a renter supplied his own equipment, paid for everything. I think maybe we paid for a fourth of the fertilizer, a fourth of the poison, a fourth of the seed, or something like that. And he paid, he supplied everything else. And we received a fourth of the crop as rent on the land. We did furnish, that is a term that means that we took care of them. We gave them so much a month to live on.
Did y'all ever have a store out here that you...
Yeah, we used to have a store at the crossing. And we had a building, probably two of them. And there was one there when I got out here. And it burned, two or three years after I started working out here. We never did actually operate the store ourselves. We rented it out and someone else operated the store. It made it very easy because in the old days, you would furnish with a strip to the store. And they'd go over there and they could take up to a certain amount of money in groceries. And this gave them a place to have somewhere to get food. And that's the reason these country stores were so important. If a lot of people didn't have any transportation, so they could go to the store and keep the necessities of life. Later on, this wasn't the practice anymore, and you just give them a check once a month. They got all their furniture. And it would depend on so much ahead, the way you would go at it. You'd furnish so much ahead, which in other words, so much a person in the family. That like it's almost like a head of cow or something, but it was, in other words, a person was going to eat so much, and depending on whether they were children or grown people, and you would advance a ration is what it amounted to, keep them alive.
Yeah. Now, the parts of a wagon, you do remember wagons, right?
Well, just a little bit. I don't know if I could go through all. I'd get my book out and read it.
Yeah. The piece that went down the middle between
the tongue.
And then the traces came back to hitch on to the
single tree.
Okay.
Then you had a single tree or a double tree.
Yeah. And then the wheels, the spokes went out into the...
Oh, there's a wheel. It had a rim, had an iron rim around that.
When the rim started squeaking.
They'd have to, the old ones now, you're talking about an old one, they would have some thick heavy grease and they'd dot it on those things.
Yeah.
You didn't have a bearing, you didn't have a metal bearing or anything like that. You just had possibly a bushing on those wheels. I'm not real sure, but some of them might have just fit wood to wood.
Now, what about the things that they would use to keep tools sharp?
Grind rock?
Yeah.
Well,